The psalm for this morning, Psalm 95, we're looking at verses 1 and 2. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms, for the Lord is a great God. John MacArthur says this psalm was probably written by David, and it was written in preparation of the Feast of Tabernacles, to prepare the people for the Feast of Tabernacles. And it was an absolute call to worship, because it goes on to talk about how great God is, how wonderful he is, how he was the creator. He created everything, and he is absolutely above all gods. Amen. How many can join in and say, yes, yes, yes. We're grateful to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. Amen. We have a familial relationship with him. And I am ever so thankful and grateful for that in my own life. And you know what? I'm glad that you have that relationship too. Because I wouldn't have the relationship with you that I enjoy if you weren't in relationship with a father. Amen? Yeah, we can all enjoy it because we're all his kids. I like being that. Let's stand and let's say this psalm, verses 1 and 2. We're going to say it out of the Message. Come, let us shout praises to God. Raise the roof for the rock who saved us. Let us march into his presence, singing praises, lifting the rafters with our hymns. And why? Because God is the best, high king over all God. Let's come into his presence this morning with singing.